Okay, when you call on a calf, you might.
I ain't seen them calling no calves. Old mama cow will do that.
Now, when you call on a mule to make him, or a horse to make him turn left or right when you plow him with it,
G and off.
G would be to the left.
Off to the right.
Okay. Well, how would you call a horse when you get him in from the pasture, maybe?
If he had a name, some of them did call him a name and it'd whistle.
Yeah.
Some plenty of them I seen them, you know, whistle and they'd come around.
Okay.
Come on up.
You never
call
heard
him up.
You ever hear a general call, maybe, or just any sort of general call?
Well, yeah, I've heard them, some of them. Call them like Dan, something like that. Smokey.
Kojacker. Okay. That's
something like that.
That's what we used to call them. Now, to urge a horse on, maybe, without using the whip on him, you might say,
spur him? What's that? If you ride him?
No, just a word you might use. You might say,
get up.
Get up. When he was starting, or when you had him going and you just say he was walking along.
Hit it. I've seen Ben on like that. Now, get up and go on. Get a little more speed to him. Put him in that gear.
What would you say to stop him? Maybe to back him into a buggy, you'd say.
Back up, yeah.
How would you call a hog to beat him?
Oh, hell, they'd holler, whoopee.
And a sheep?
Oh, sheep, hell, I ain't seen them call no sheep. You got to usually go get them up. Heard them sheep up.
How'd you call your chickens when you feed them? And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I was gonna
hook them up the wagon or something.
Yeah, you'd say you were
gonna hitch them up.
Okay. All right. And now, do you ever have a different word to use when you were driving or when you were plowing? Now, when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand when you're driving a horse?
I hold the rein. You talking about sitting on him, saddle?
No, I'm talking about, when you're driving in a buggy or something.
On the line, holding on to the line.
Okay. And when you're riding on a
line, I think.
Okay. And when you're riding him on his back, you see?
The reins.
Okay. And you put your feet in the
stirrup.
All right. Now, when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the fur? Maybe you got two horses, the one on the left is called a...
Well, I see, and I ain't flying. I've seen it done, but
yeah.
Call him the lead or what?
Yeah, okay. The lead horse, maybe. And the one on the other side would be the...
What do you call it?
I don't know. I don't have a name for it here. Now, if something's not real near at hand, you might say it's just a little...
too far.
Okay. Or a little way or a little...
Yeah, a little piece, a little ways ahead.
Okay. And if you got to... If you're traveling, you hadn't finished your journey, you might say you had a...
stop over?
Yeah, layover. Before dark, you had to go up.
You talking about just stopping over and you couldn't make your trip the same day?
No, if you're going to go ahead and finish your journey, you might say you still got a...
lots more to go.
Okay, got a...
good piece to go or something.
All right.